You know something that I find interesting? Every group, especially in America, especially within our culture, every group has boundaries drawn. And every group expects people to walk eggshells around certain lines of narrative within their group. I can't tell anybody how to feel if somebody says something to make somebody offended. And I think sometimes when it comes to different groups, it's just kind of like a culture clash sometimes. So two different people come from two different walks of life. And the beauty of it is we share this common bond, and that's through hip hop. Music is like, I don't know, a lot of niggas just, I think they go in the studio and they just, you know, they rap some words. But have you ever just really sat back and really just analyze what music is? It's literally something that's comparable to nothing. It's not comparable to anything. It's better than drugs. And please don't misinterpret this as like anger, because I'm not angry. I'm not angry, but I do feel like I feel fed up. That's beside the point. I'm rambling. It's late. When you misquoted Minister Farrakhan, that is highly offensive to me. I'm not gonna speak for everybody else. I'm not gonna speak for Muslim people, but nothing like this could ever happen again. You know, like it's jogging my, it's making my brain go somewhere else. I'm starting to feel like, I'm starting to get that abused feeling again. Like people are coming in here. Y'all going a little crazy now. Y'all going a little crazy. And you understand, man. Like I'm being nice. We being nice. You know what I'm saying? Like we're kind, forgiving people. You know what I mean? Like Minister Farrakhan is a very regal, deep, intellectual, cerebral, great man. My respect, love, and admiration for him will never waver. Not in any room with any person, ever. My respect for him is non-negotiable. So you can't have a relationship with me if you don't respect the minister. I followed the thing, I seen the video, I seen your statement. That statement is not satisfactory. You need to understand that that's the minister. That's not one of the rappers. It's not Professor Griff. It's not fucking Big U and WAC 100. That's Minister Farrakhan. Don't speak his name unless it's in a favorable way, or you make sure that you have your facts straight. The man speaks in parables. If you don't understand it, then you don't have to listen. I don't force anybody's ideologies on anybody. Everybody can, you know, delve into what they want to delve into, you know. But me personally, I feel like the universe favors discipline, and the universe favors a man who's firm in the things that he stands on. And I'm firm with this. I can't have a relationship with anybody who can't respect the minister. And I say that with all due respect. Peace and love.
The word devil only implied that they stood in opposition to God's law and way. Yeah. And since God made you a producer, and they said no nigga is gonna produce, they stood as an adversary. God made you to be free, they says enslaved the nigga. God made you to justify your existence. And you haven't justified your existence by being yourself. because you don't know yourself, and if you don't know yourself, you can't be yourself. So the enemy stands here keeping you from your destiny.